Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, you're watching Studio Classroom. We're continuing that lesson that we started yesterday, all about embracing diversity, especially when it comes to culture.
That's right. Yesterday we talked about how the culture we grow up in influences many things about us, including our interests, our personality, and even the things that we are used to.
Yes, we learn a lot from different cultures, and when cultures mix, new great things come out of it. I do love that we're using that word embrace. Sometimes that word means giving someone a big hug. Here it means to fully accept and be able to, well, really accept the benefits you get from something.
Exactly. We have more to say when it comes to this topic, and we're going to explore that in our article today. So let's get right into it, friends. Embracing cultural diversity.
Embracing cultural diversity. Culture encompasses more than food and art, however. Cultures often hold different expectations for polite behavior. Sometimes, this leads to travelers behaving rudely without meaning to, simply due to not knowing local customs.
Hello everyone, welcome to Language Lab, I'm Jack. 先来看名词 behavior, 意思是行为或是表现。譬如 the teacher praised the student's good behavior during class while she was on leave. 老师称赞学生们在她休假期间上课时表现良好。Behavior 的形容词是 behavioral, 意思是行为上的。譬如Behavioral changes can be an early sign of illness or cognitive decline in the elderly. 行为改变可能是老年人患病或认知能力下降的早期征兆。Behavior 的动词是 behave, 意思是表现或是举止。譬如 The children of royalty are expected to always behave politely in public.王室子女在公众场合中必须时刻保持彬彬有礼。
Friends, have you ever traveled to a different country and done something that you felt was totally normal, only to have all the locals stare at you in disbelief? Let's talk about that.
All right, friends, let's get into this first section of our lesson today. Culture encompasses more than food and art, however.This word encompasses means includes or covers a wide range of things.
For example, a program might encompass art, music, literature, and science.
Okay, now we read on here, cultures often hold different expectations for polite behavior. We started talking about this a little bit yesterday when we mentioned that manners can be different depending on the culture you're in. This has a lot to do with expectations.
Expectations. That's beliefs about what you think should happen or what someone should do.
For example, a coach might have high expectations for the team. At work or at home, you might have certain expectations for how the people around you should act. And similarly, different cultures have different behavioral expectations.
Right, they expect people to do things in a certain way, but that's very dependent on your culture.
For sure. Now we read on here, sometimes this leads to travelers behaving rudely without meaning to. Rudely, friends, means to do something in an impolite way.
Absolutely. For example, Tom rudely interrupted while Anna was speaking. That is rude. Sometimes we do rude things on purpose because we're just mean. Other times, it's not on purpose at all.
Exactly, and that's what our lesson says, simply due to not knowing local customs. Due to something means because of something.
For example, the flight was delayed due to bad weather. It was because of the bad weather that this happened.
Garrett, I have an example of this that happened to me before many years ago when I visited Japan the first time with my family. We went to the convenience store and bought some ice cream. And then we walked down the street on the sidewalk eating the ice cream. We got a lot of strange looks from people around us. And at first I thought it was because we looked different or something like that. It turns out that we were behaving pretty rudely in Japanese culture.
I have heard about this. You're not supposed to eat and walk at the same time. Whereas for us, that probably seems like a fairly normal thing.
Exactly. For me, it didn't feel rude, but because I didn't know that was a local custom or local culture, it was rude to the people around me.
All right, friends, do you have any examples like this from your travels? It can easily happen, so we need to be careful and learn a bit more about other cultures. Well, we have more to talk about. First, let's go and watch the next part of our lesson.
Embracing cultural diversity. Cultures also value different things, which can lead to disagreements and even tension. Is personal expression more important than performing your role in society? Is it more important to be on time or to stop to greet your neighbors? Disagreements on these points are often rooted in different cultural values. And yet, challenging your own culture's ideas can help you grow. Sometimes, you may learn from others and change your views. Other times, you may appreciate some parts of your culture more now that you know they are not found everywhere.
There was clear tension between the two co-workers after the argument. 两位同事争吵过后，他们之间明显存在紧张气氛。形容词是 tense， 意思是紧张的或是僵硬的。譬如 ，His shoulders were tense and sore after working at the computer all day， so he stood up to stretch and roll them gently。他在电脑前工作一整天后，肩膀又紧又酸，所以站起来伸展身体，轻轻地转动放松。偏语动词 tense up 的意思是变得紧张或是紧绷。譬如 ，She tends to tense up whenever she has to speak in public。每当她需要公开发言时，她就会变得很紧张。
So, how does your culture shape who you are and what you believe? And how might that change if you travel somewhere else?
Well, we find out here in the next part of our lesson. We read together, cultures also value different things, which can lead to disagreements and even tension. Is personal expression more important than performing your role in society? We have a question here, and before we move on, we want to take a look at this phrase, to perform your role.
Okay, it might make you think of acting in a play or a movie. You have your role, what you're supposed to do. If you perform your role, you do things the way you're supposed to, or how you're expected to in your society.
For example, everyone is responsible for performing their role on the team. So in this question, we have two options, right? We have personal expression as one option and performing your role in society as another option. Different cultures might value one or the other of those things.
Exactly. And you personally might value one thing while your culture values the other. And that can cause some conflict.
For sure. Well, we have another option here in the next sentence. Is it more important to be on time or to stop and greet your neighbors. To be on time means to arrive or do something at the correct time.
Here's that in a sentence. It's important to be on time for meetings at work.
Okay, so some cultures might value you being punctual or being on time, and other cultures might value greeting everyone you see on your way to work or school. It just depends on what culture you're from.
It's all about the expectations. Well, we continue here. Disagreements on these points are often rooted in different cultural values.
All right, something we want to take a look at here is to be rooted in something. This is based on or strongly connected to something.
Okay, for example, the festival is rooted in old cultural traditions. It's based on those things.
So all of these options that we saw in these examples are based on certain values or expectations that are seen in different cultures. And this is where disagreements arise between people with different values or from different cultures. It really just depends on what you're used to and what you value.
Absolutely. All right, we're not done yet. We read, and yet, challenging your own culture's ideas can help you grow.
And yet is a way that we can start a sentence that's used to show contrast. It basically means but or however.
Or even though. For example, the task seemed impossible, and yet they finished it on time.
Okay, so in our first paragraph in this section, we saw that different people in different cultures have different values. And yet, as we see in this first sentence, you can challenge your own culture's ideas of what your cultural decides is important.
Yeah, maybe you do that because your personality is very different from your culture's expectations, or it happens because you encounter or have interactions with a different culture.
That's right, and we see this as growth, friends. It's growth to realize that there's not just one right way to do things, especially when it comes to culture. We read on here, sometimes you may learn from others and change your views. Other times you may appreciate some parts of your culture more now that you know they are not found elsewhere.
Absolutely. I think I've experienced this in my own life. When I lived in the US, to me, that was just the way things are. But I longed to learn of other cultures and other places. But being far away from that, I've learned to embrace some of the things of my own culture more than ever.
Definitely. And I found that the longer I live in a culture that isn't the one I grew up with, I adapt more and more of the values and expectations of the culture I'm in now.
So there are changes that happen, and through all of this, we learn to grow. Well, friends, it's time now for us to take a deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Interaction. Bob once tried to interact with a touchscreen by tapping it with a banana. He claimed it was experimental technology. It wasn't, but it was a great example of the word interact. Let's break down interact with. To interact with something or someone means to communicate, respond, or engage. It's how things or people connect. The students interact with each other in small groups. This website lets you interact with the map. It can be in person or online, human or robot. I love interacting with animals at the petting zoo, just maybe not the llama. Bob learned that the hard way. And it's not just about talking. It can be about actions, too. The chemicals interact with each other to cause a reaction. Bonus tip, we also use interactive to describe things that respond to you. This is an interactive game. It's not just watching, it's doing. So whether you're interacting with friends, apps, or curious llamas, connection is the name of the game. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Embracing cultural diversity. Embracing cultural diversity requires courage, as we have to take the risk of interacting with others who are not like us. It requires humility, as we must recognize that our customs are not always right. It also requires patience and kindness to work through conflicts. But it leaves us with a richer understanding of the world and may even inspire us to create something new, like California rolls or jazz.
Humility, 意思是谦逊或是谦虚。譬如, Caleb accepted the award with humility, crediting his family, teachers, and mentors for his success. Caleb 谦虚地接受了奖项，将他的成功归功于家人、老师和导师。形容词是 humble, 意思是谦虚的或是朴实的。譬如, Despite her success, Anne remained humble and kind toward her colleagues. Anne 尽管很成功，仍然保持谦虚，对同事们始终很友善。如果我们把 humble 字尾的e改成 y， 就变成副词 humbly， 是指谦虚的。譬如 ，The football team humbly celebrated their victory, recognizing their opponent's skill. 这支足球队低调地庆祝胜利，并认可对手的实力。以上就是今天的Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
All right, friends, we're trying to embrace this diversity and grow as people. Let's learn a bit more in this last section.
All right, you just said one of our key terms here for this section, Garrett. Embracing means accepting something new or different with a positive attitude. At the beginning of our lesson today, Garrett explained that sometimes an embrace can just mean a hug. But here in our article, we're talking about the idea of accepting something.
Almost like you're giving a big hug to those new ideas. You're treating them with that positive attitude. Let's give you one more sentence. The company is embracing new technology to improve its services.
All right, now that we've defined that word, let's get into our text for this last section, friends. Embracing cultural diversity requires courage, as we have to take the risk of interacting with others who are not like us.
We see it takes courage. It's not easy, and it can be harder than just spending time with people who think the exact same way you do.
It's easier to interact with people who think like you do and do things like you do. It's work to be able to interact with others who are different. It requires humility, as we must recognize that our customs are not always right.
Are not always right. Exactly. Sometimes there isn't really a right. There are just different ways of doing things. It also requires patience and kindness to work through conflicts.
Let's talk about the idea of working through something. When you work through something, it means that you deal with it and you solve a problem step by step.
Here's a sentence with that term. Lisa and her friend worked through their misunderstanding calmly.
All right, you could work through a misunderstanding. You could also work through a conflict, like in our lesson. A conflict is a disagreement or a fight, and this could be between two people, or it could be between several different groups.
For example, the teacher helped the students to resolve their conflicts peacefully.
All right, so I think that a key point here in our lesson is that when you interact with people of a different culture, you're probably going to run into some types of conflicts. You might have disagreements about expectations, but the important part is that you work through those.
Absolutely. That can happen if you work with different people of different cultures in a workplace, at school, or even in a marriage.
Oh, that's a very good point as well. But it leaves us with a richer understanding of the world and may even inspire us to create something new, like California rolls or jazz.
Very inspiring. Let's talk about that word. If something inspires you, it makes you feel excited, it makes you want to do something good, or it gives you a lot of creative ideas.
Let's use inspire in a sentence. The story of her success inspired many young students.
All right, so we're coming to the end of this section now, and we're seeing that even though it is difficult when cultures mix, there's a lot of good that can come out of it.
You can learn something new, you can grow yourself, and you can expand your understanding of the world.
Of course, none of this means that you can't spend time with people of the same culture as you. That's a good thing too, but if you don't do it a lot, maybe spend a little time learning about other cultures or interacting with them.
I agree. Well, friends, we are almost done with our article, but don't go away just yet. Right now, it's time for us to go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看几个跟 time 相关的用语。Sometimes 是指有时或偶尔，跟它类似的意思是 at times，但后者有点强调的意味，语气也更正式一些。Other times 是指其他时候，可以当句子中的主词，用来衔接相反或不同的情况。如果想加强语义的对比性，可以在 other times 前面加上 yet 或 but。来看例句。Sometimes I feel confident about my decisions, yet other times I doubt myself and overthink everything.有时候我对自己的决定充满信心，但在其他时候我会怀疑自己过度思考每件事情。
Well, friends, we have a very interesting talk about it question to discuss as we end our article about cultural diversity. Here it is. How has meeting people, seeing art, or listening to music from other cultures helped you think about what is important in life?
Oh, that is a big question. I'm sure there are many ways that's happened for me. I think one of the ways is what we talked about today. It's helped me to see that there's not one right way to think about things or do things. I've seen that a lot as I interact with my wife's family and see how they celebrate festivals and holidays or how they do things as a family unit in a way that's very different from my family.
That reminds me of something that I learned about in my cultural anthropology class in college. Our professor told us, just because it's different doesn't mean it's wrong. And that has really helped me learn a lot as I interact with people from other cultures and from different places than me, to remember that just because they're doing things a different way doesn't mean that I'm right and they're wrong.
Right. I think this is almost always true. I think there are some things occasionally that are actually wrong.And it's important to point those out.
That is true. There is, of course, right and wrong, friends, but just doing something a different way doesn't usually fall into that category. What about you, friends? What do you think about this? It's a good thing for you to talk about in English. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.